We learn today of the death of a man who was not well known, but who played a remarkable role in civil rights history. In 1955, Willie Lewis testified in a Mississippi court against the white men accused of kidnapping and murdering 14-year-old Emmett Till. Lewis had seen them drive by and heard them beating Till. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates has this remembrance and a warning. It includes some offensive racial language.
In August 1955, although emancipation had occurred almost 100 years earlier, much of the Deep South remained unchanged. The murder of young Emmett Till, accused of whistling at a white shopkeeper's wife, horrified America. Ordinarily, whites weren't prosecuted for killing blacks in segregated Mississippi, but the Till murder so shocked the nation it forced the state into trying shopkeeper Roy Bryant and his stepbrother J.W. Milam. And the state allowed a first, a surprise black witness, Willie Lewis, who was then known as Willie Reed.
At that time, it was virtually unheard of for a black person to testify against a white, particularly if that person grew up as a sharecropper, depended on whites for his livelihood.
George Curry is editor-in-chief of the National Newspaper Association's Wire Service, which provides news to the nation's black newspapers. He's also finishing a book on the Till case. Curry says immediately after Till's murder, local black leaders worked together to spirit Willie Reed away to Chicago. They knew his life was in danger. Reed had seen a group of white men in a pickup truck's cab with their black employees and a cowering boy on the bed of the pickup. By the time the trial started in September, Reed was in Chicago, but he agreed to return to Mississippi to testify at the trial. George Curry says the courage that took was unimaginable.
Especially having escaped Mississippi, knowing that the risk involved, and then to voluntarily come back and stand up and testify and point out J.W. Milam in that courtroom was phenomenal.
The atmosphere in the courtroom was tense. About a half dozen members of the black press came to record the proceedings. Simeon Booker covered the trial for Jet magazine. He recalls how the black reporters were greeted in an oral history for Black Books and Reviews.
I remember Sheriff Schreider, who came in the courtroom every morning. Hello, niggas.
Willie Reed identified Roy Bryant and J.W. Milam as Till's assailants in open court. 67 minutes later, an all-white jury acquitted both men, a virtually guaranteed outcome that made Reed's testimony all the more courageous. Reed swiftly returned to Chicago and changed his name to Willie Lewis. He worked as a hospital orderly and hardly ever spoke of the trial. His wife Julia said she'd been married to him for 7 or 8 years before he told her. The Mississippi trial left him with terrible nightmares. Yet, he told a CBS reporter, he felt he had to testify. It was, he said, the right thing to do. Willie Lewis died in the Chicago suburb of Oaklawn on July 18th. He was 76 years old. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
Karen reports for NPR's Code Switch team, which covers race, ethnicity, and culture.